And good evening, everyone. My name's Andy. I'm the youth worker here at Maybridge, and it is such a joy to see so many people here, so many guests of friends and family of Lisa and Liam, who are both getting baptized today. And so if you're unfamiliar with Christianity or baptism or church, and you're new here, we really want to say that you're just so welcome. You may find it really weird that Christians sing songs. You might have been like, what on earth are these lyrics? Why are they singing to a God that they can't see? All of this may seem a little bit strange. But if that does seem strange to you, it might get a little bit stranger, because later on, these guys are going to go into this pool of water fully under and get baptized. And then lots of people are going to start cheering and clapping, and it's going to be joyful. That might be a bit weird for some of you, and that is okay if you're feeling weird, if you're unsure what's going on. But hopefully over the next few minutes, I'll be able to explain a little bit about baptism that might not take you to fully understand it, but hopefully it'll get you guys to understand more about why Christians baptize people, why people go underwater and come back out, and why that's got any kind of importance in their lives, in the lives of Lisa and of Liam. So you probably haven't experienced people cheering after getting out of the bath, after you've swum, or after you've forgotten your umbrella. So we think, why do we celebrate it? And so the water right here that we can see here, it is not magic water and it's not holy water, but baptism is a symbol of something that has already happened in the lives of someone. And so, of course, today, when we think of Lisa and Liam, it's a symbol of something that has happened in their lives. They have put their faith in Jesus, who they and we believe is alive and active today by his Holy Spirit, and who we all believe that he can have a relationship with each one of us. And so he has impacted their lives in a profound way. There's a great quote that I heard about baptism, and I think it helps us to maybe think of what baptism is. And it says, faith unites us to Christ. Baptism portrays the union with Christ. So anything that's happening today is portraying something that has already happened. So it's like when you're getting married. So you get wedding rings to symbolize your marriage. Your wedding rings aren't the kind of magic, or aren't the marriage itself. They don't have any kind of magic powers by themselves in your rings, but they portray the vows and the commitments that you make to one another. Baptism shows faith in Jesus. In short, baptism is about saying goodbye to an old life and celebrating a new life. So we're going to think, why water and what is this about old life and new life? So I want to think about three things when it comes to baptism, and they all begin with B, so hopefully we can remember them. So the first one is bath, second one is burial, and the third one is birth. So what's the first one? Second one, third one, now you know. So hopefully you'll be able to repeat them back to me by the end of this talk. I hope so. So baptism is like a bath. It's kind of like a symbol of being made clean. One of Jesus's earlier followers, Peter, declared this to a crowd of people. He said to them, repent, so kind of turn away, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we think we all recognize that we've all done things wrong in our lives, and that we kind of need forgiveness for them. We may think, oh, I'm not that bad, but if I were to list every single time in my life that I was selfish, or I was lazy, or I thought bad things, or acted differently to the way that God wants, the list would definitely be too long to read. And so we know we've all done things wrong, but mainly we have all kind of in some way rejected God and his ways. But what God does is he offers us forgiveness through sending his son Jesus down to die for us. In Christianity, we talk about the blood of Jesus making us clean, and that might seem like another weird thing that doesn't make sense. And it's just saying that, you know, that Jesus' blood, through what he did on the cross, through dying for us, to forgive our sins, means we can be presented as good and as holy before God. And so the use of water also symbolizes this. If you're dirty and you go into water, you're made clean. If our sin, if all the things we've done wrong was like dirt and we go into water, we're made clean. It kind of shows that we've been forgiven. So baptism one is like a bath. Next, it is like burial. Paul, who was another follower of Jesus, he actually used to go around killing people who were followers of Jesus. But then he had an encounter with Jesus himself, turned his life around, and he said this: "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Sounds a little bit morbid talking about burial, but do remember that this is symbolism. In the same way that Jesus died and rose again, we too die and rise again. We're going to get to the rising part, the birth part. But to be able to rise again, you first have to die. No one rises again if they don't die first. And so this kind of death we're talking about is a kind of spiritual death. It's saying that we're talking about it's death to the old self, that there is a way that we lived before we knew Jesus, and now that part is gone. It's dead. This is what's saying that happened in Lisa and Liam's life, that there was a way that they lived before knowing Jesus. That part is completely gone. This doesn't mean that their appearance will change or that they might not like the same hobbies, but it's saying that I'm no longer the person that I used to be before I knew Jesus. That person is gone. But it's also not to say that you'll be perfect, but it does mean that that old way of doing life is no more, and that old life without Jesus is gone. And so this is why we don't just sprinkle water on people. We're not just kind of giving a few tips on how to get better. See, what's going to happen is all of their body will go underwater, because it's a way of saying to Jesus, take every part of who I am yours, change me. See, we call it a believer's baptism, meaning that people who believe in Jesus are choosing to get baptized to show their belief and unity with Jesus. It's different to christening, which some of you guys may be familiar with, where parents often make that decision. Both Liam and Lisa are making this decision for themselves. So lastly, we're going to think of baptism as birth. And so in an exchange with a skeptic, Jesus tells this man, he's called Nicodemus, that no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And Jesus is meaning a new spiritual birth, not a physical one, saying that unless God has given you new life and new birth, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And often we think of this term, born again, it's just for people who are at the lowest of the low and need rescuing. You might know someone who referred to themselves as, oh, I'm a born again Christian. And we think, oh, it works for them because they just need some sort of stable religion and community to kind of help them get back on the right track and they'll be okay. We think that it's just those people who are born again. Or we can think that it's just the people who've grown up in a church, that people who've grown up in church can't have this second birth, that people who lived as a Christian all their lives are always spiritually right with God, and that those good church people can get baptized because they've already got it right. But the good news of Jesus Christ, it says to us that actually all of us have fallen short of God's glory, that all of us have kind of gone astray and need to be brought back into right relationship with him. So this means that the person who has grown up in church all their life needs Jesus just as much as a person who is at the lowest of the low. But even more than this, the person who thinks, oh, I'm okay how I am, I'm a good person, I'm all right, they need Jesus just as much as anyone else. And then there's everyone in between as well. We all need Jesus. It's not just for insiders and outsiders. Everyone needs Jesus and everyone's invited to know him. See, these guys today aren't getting baptized because they're good people. We think they are good people. We think they're great. But they're getting baptized because they've been made new. This verse from the Bible sums up the idea of new birth and new life really, really well. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. See, it's such a radical change in a person that they are described as a new creation, a whole new person. The trajectory of their life has completely changed. See, we're not going to see them as an infant now. They're still the same ages. You can't reverse the aging process, I'm afraid, guys. But you're not just different. You're new. You're a child of God, and you know him as your father. And so over a couple thousand years, millions of people have been baptized primarily for this reason, to declare, I am a new creation, and that Jesus, I choose to live for you. See, there is something that has happened inwardly to Liam and Lisa. And so friends and family here today, maybe you've seen that in them. Maybe you've been questioning, why on earth are these people going to church? Or maybe they've started talking about Jesus and God and you're thinking, oh, that's a bit weird. Or maybe they've just got more joy recently. It could be a number of things, but maybe you've seen a difference in these people over weeks, months, or years. And the reason is because we believe that God has changed them. They no longer live or make decisions purely based on their own accord. They get to live and know the God of the universe who knows them and loves them. And so if you're not a Christian here today, if you haven't been baptized, I really do want you to know that this could be you. Baptism is not for super religious Christians or super Christians, or for kind of like those religious folk. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how skeptical you are right now, God can do something in your life to change you and become someone who's forgiven, who knows and loves God. He knows and loves you. Even if you're here thinking it's a load of, I don't know, malarkey, he knows you and loves you. You can get to know him too. The beautiful thing about baptism and being a public thing, we don't just do this privately, we do this publicly, is that we get to share the joy of this moment together as family. That's how church is described, as a family, not a building. So you're not just baptized into God, but you're baptized into his people too. They're your family now. See, we get to celebrate today the birth of a new brother and a new sister tonight. And so when we baptize Liam and Lisa, we'll baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it's a way of recognizing that it's by these three persons of God that this is possible. We give glory to him for what he has done in their lives to make their faith and their baptism possible. And so this is what makes this special. This is what makes this more than just a bath. The presence of God and the declaration of who he is and what he has done in their lives in front of family and friends and in front of our church. This is what makes this special. And so I want to close on just this, the quote that I started with. It's that faith unites us to Christ. Baptism portrays the union with Christ. Have that in mind if you're thinking about it. Let me pray, and I'm going to hand over to Piero. Father, thank you so much that we have this way of showing our faith publicly. Thank you that you love each one of us here, that you could change our lives, even if we are at the lowest of the lows, even if we're highest of the highs, or if we just think that we're okay and don't need you, you can still change us, Lord. You still love us, and thank you for that. And thank you for the work you've done in Liam and Lisa's life. Would they know your presence with them? Help us to know this amazing symbol of baptism. Help us to really know what it means and why it's important, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. Hello. Just love to add to the welcome that's already been given. My name is Piero. I'm part of the staff here at Maybridge Community Church. And it's been my absolute joy and privilege to first meet these guys. It's been a while for you and Lisa more recently at our Alpha course. It's just been a real privilege to prepare them for this day today as well. So a little bit about what's coming up. They're each going to come up and share their story a little bit more about, you know, how these three pictures have significant for them and their story of coming to know who Jesus is. So please feel free afterwards to clap, cheer, whoop, anything to encourage. You might even want to practice your encouraging smiley faces again. It's a very scary thing to stand up here in front of everyone. Apart from Liam, I don't think you're too bothered, are you? You're just, you'll probably give another sermon for about half an hour. But anyway, please give a round of applause for Lisa, who's going to come up and share first.
My journey started early January last year when I said to my friend Chloe that I'd been feeling sad and lonely. And she had said to me, would I like to come along to church? And I thought, why not? I started coming to Maybridge Sunday Service 6 with Chloe. Shortly after I joined, I signed up for my first Alpha course. I loved it so much, so I went on another one. This time I braved it and I came by myself, which was amazing because I'd never done anything like that before, gone to a club by myself. But I felt happy, safe and comfortable. I've been able to come to more courses and learn more about Jesus, and yes, I have loved them too. God has taught me not to drink alcohol all the time, as I was doing it to fill an empty void within myself. But now I feel filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm looking to be more helpful, so I joined the refreshments team as a small way of giving back. God has also been teaching me to forgive, as he is the only one who can judge. Throughout my life, I have felt used and abused, but coming along to Maybridge Community Church has made me realise I am worthy. That God has been throughout me, with me throughout my journey. Thank you, God, for all you have done for me and to continue doing for me. The second home that you have given me and the extended family that have welcomed me. I was lost and I am now found. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for being so vulnerable and sharing your story. It's truly amazing. Come on, Trouble.
Push him in. Do I have your permission? Yeah. Hello, everyone. So, firstly, I need a bit of honesty from all of you. Who was here in 2014? Hands up. Okay. I was hoping because this was the sixth, there'd be a lot less of you. So if half of you can go, that'd be great, but that's fine. 2014, Ellie invited me. I reluctantly came along. And I'll be honest with the people that were here, I thought you were all a bit weird. Ellie promised me it was a completely normal thing, normal people everywhere. We come in, we sing a few songs. I rock up to find people waving flags, dancing, people praying over me, all sorts. I thought it was crazy, I'm not going to lie. So after that moment, I had a few times in and out of church with Ellie, trying to keep my now wife happy. Continued life as normal, right until I had a moment of need, as a long story cut short. For the first time in my life, I prayed a genuine prayer. It wasn't a, Lord, if you're real, lightning, or, you know, put £1 million in my bank. It wasn't like that. It was a genuine, Lord, I need you. From that moment, I met God. And I think, Ellie, you'd agree, I've been perfect ever since. She said yes, for people in the back. No, but all jokes aside, no. That's the furthest thing from it. It's just the biggest change has been having a perfect person like Jesus to base my life on. It's been a game changer. There's now I'm not wandering around aimlessly. I have direction, and it's changed my life. So, years have passed now. I've been a regular at church, or semi-regular, not as regular as I should, but semi-regular. And I realise you're not all crazy. I was looking for him then. Now he's here. Not all of you are crazy. But so I've been a Christian now longer as an adult than I haven't been. And it's great. It's great. No regrets. And I get why you're all here. It's not because you're brainwashed, or not because you're doing it for a laugh, or any other reason other than you're here because it's the truth. And once you meet Jesus, that's all that matters. Piero, I'll pass the mic back. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.